From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, June 2nd. Kevin Alexander Carlson is the arsonist who burned down Chico's historic Bidwell Mansion. He was convicted in March and given an 11-year sentence. But Butte County District Attorney Mike Ramsey says he'll likely serve less than that for good behavior. And he says Carlson's prison term could be reduced even more.
He does some treatment, goes and takes a class on how not to commit arsons. And he did have an alcohol problem, does AA. He gets additional credit. If he wishes to get another degree, they will give him additional credit.
Carlson could have received a much longer sentence if he committed the crime a week later. Proposition 36 passed last year. It allowed enhancements for arsons that caused great damage. That could have added as much as 15 years to his sentence. In other news, Butte County's drug overdose rate is nearly double the state average. That's according to the county's most recent community health assessment. Now, there's a place that's focused on helping. It's a sobering center that opened in Chico last year. NSPR's Eric Adams has more.
When you walk into the sobering center, there's a line of bedrooms. They all have windows so staff can monitor people recovering from alcohol or drugs. It's a pretty sterile environment, but with showers, a place to do laundry, and a kitchenette. There's enough for people to get back on their feet and connected to long-term resources. Before the center, the main options for people under the influence were either the emergency room or jail.
We can't incarcerate our way out of these issues.
That's Shauna Goodman. She's the director of the National Sobering Collaborative, which Butte County's facility is part of. She says sobering centers take the pressure off of agencies that have become the default option.
We want our law enforcement to be able to have room to handle more appropriate issues. We want our emergency departments to be available to us in the event we break a bone, in the event we have a heart attack. They are not meant to be dealing with chronic substance use disorders.
There are 26 sobering centers in California. And Goodman says the state is pushing the model forward for the rest of the nation. Butte County Sobering Center opened 9 months ago and has served more than 1,600 people. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And Butte County residents looking for a new podcast don't have to look further than their sheriff's office. Sheriff Corey Honey launched his own podcast last month. He's the one doing the interviewing on it. And he talks with guests about public safety, criminal justice, and local issues. Honey says podcasts are a way to engage more with the public outside of traditional media.
It gives us an opportunity to explore topics that maybe are a little more challenging to define in short sound bites. And I just really think that people like the conversational tone that podcasts take and the ability to explore topics as they organically come up.
He says upcoming interviews will include Butte County's District Attorney Mike Ramsey and Behavioral Health Director Scott Canelli. Also, Rite Aid has announced more store closures after filing for bankruptcy for the second time in 2 years. The drugstore chain plans to close over 300 more of its approximate 1,200 remaining locations, including those in Butte, Shasta, and Yuba counties. Rite Aid says it'll transition pharmacy assets from various U.S. locations to CVS, Walgreens, Albertsons, Kroger, Giant Eagle, and others. Stores will remain open and serve customers during the transition period. Additionally, a new tool to forecast extreme heat is available ahead of hot summer temperatures. Governor Gavin Newsom says the goal of Cal Heat Score is to protect vulnerable communities by issuing heat risk alerts. Cal Heat Score has 4 levels. A 0 means there's no risk of heat-related illness, while a 4 means it's an extreme heat day with high risk. The tool highlights populations who are most susceptible to extreme heat and offers safety tips, such as how to recognize heat illness. It also gives information on nearby cooling centers. Officials say extreme heat is the leading climate health hazard in California. A report from the Department of Insurance says from 2013 to 2022, extreme heat led to 460 deaths, more than 5,000 hospitalizations, and nearly 350 adverse birth outcomes. And finally, another red flag warning has been issued for the northern Sacramento Valley today. That means there will be low humidity, gusty winds, and hot temperatures. The National Weather Service says the combination increases the likelihood of a wildfire. Winds can range from 15 to 25 miles per hour, with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. And temperatures will reach triple digits in some parts of the region. The red flag warning is in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. Outdoor burning is not recommended. And those were your headlines for Monday, June 2nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.